Hello, I'm Alison Hughes with Contra Munoz at the sound controls and Frank Smith, who's come down to the studios once again. And we're back with the Listener's Club, a 10-minute spot in which we answer your letters and provide some information on our programming. Listener's Club is broadcast every Tuesday and repeated every Saturday. And for those of you who don't already know, our snail mail address is Radio Exterior de España, P.O. Box 156, 202 Madrid, 28080 Spain. And our email address is English at rtve.es. Well, this really will be a session of listeners' letters and answering them. But first, I want to repeat our thanks because we have received many well wishes from a lot of listeners. Thanks from Frank, Justin, Concha, Mickey, and myself for all your support and well wishes for our 70th anniversary. We hope to be celebrating it all year. And we hope also to celebrate it with you again in another 2 years when the English Language Service really does reach its 70th year, now being only a mere 68. And we'll start with a bunch of letters that we received via snail mail, that is the slow post, standard post, that used to be the excitement of waiting 3 weeks to get a letter.
It still is. I mean, I still think getting a letter is one of the nicest things that can happen to you.
It's so exciting. And you open the envelope, you have to break something to get to it. Now, I used to live walking up and, you know, going down to the portera, the woman who controlled the mail that came in. And every day, you know, has anything come?
It was just lovely. That's obviously when you're in love with someone that lived far away.
Well, I lived far away from many people I loved.
Or maybe you were waiting for a check from the bank.
Oh, I wish. I wish. I've never waited for a check from the bank. Well, let's begin with a letter from snail mail, one of these lovely letters. And this one comes from a listener from Moscow, Russia, Andy Martinyuk.
Well, Mr. Martinyuk is very formal. He starts his letter, "Dear ladies and gentlemen." Lovely touch, that. "My name is Andy Martinyuk. I am a shortwave listener, radio hobbyist from Moscow, Russia." And Andy says, "I love to learn what's happening in different parts of the world. I'm fond of getting to know the other cultures and traditions, and I'm eager to practice English. That's why I enjoy listening to programs from all over the world. Also, I collect the verifications with all the details of the reception. And I'm very glad that I could have picked up and listened to your station."